A Kick in the Teeth is Good for Some. Written by Shadowkeeper, read by Code Switch. Solitary confinement makes Sun twitchy. When she comes down from her blood rage over Junki, when she gets calm so she can knock out 4 guards in Iceland a little more aggressively than necessary, when she gets calm enough to meet the others on that boat, Sun is back in her cell in solitary confinement, refusing to let herself pace. Her knuckles are bloody and swollen. She knows that getting back to punching the walls without letting her hands heal would be a bad idea. Her early morning boxing workout is off the table. Meditation can only get her so far without the promise of a fight to come later, where she could put some smug-faced waste of space on the floor with extreme prejudice. When she had an outlet, Sun could usually pack away her inner core of rage and violence to be the quiet, professional businesswoman her father ignored. Now she has so much energy thrumming under her skin, and she might start screaming. She taps her head against the wall softly, and sort of hopes Kafius doesn't feel her wishing that he'd run into more gangsters for want of something to do. Wolfgang is absolutely fucked. He has walked into 2 near-suicide situations recently, and he remembers driving someone else's body straight at a helicopter, but there had been plans then. Really stupid plans that required other people to come and save his ass when it went to shit, but plans nonetheless. He hadn't expected the last of his uncle's men to find him so quickly. He had been slightly distracted with what had been going on in Iceland, and now he sees 11 angry motherfuckers armed to the teeth boxing him into an alley. Nowhere to run for cover. He's barely had time to pull his own gun before his mind just goes blank. He's almost surprised when suddenly he's face to face with Sun, now standing in his place. They'd met for the first time on some boat. Wolfgang had known, in some sort of detached, unaware sort of way, that Sun had shown up to save some of the others before. He hadn't expected to see her himself. Nothing against her supposed skills, but fighting was something he was good at. He hadn't needed more fighting to get him out of the corners he had backed into. Doesn't entirely grasp how it'll help him now in this dead-end situation. She looks small standing there in front of 11 men, even though Wolfgang knows she's standing in his body, that nothing's changed visually for anyone else, but it looks like a small, slight woman facing down a gang of giants to him. She also looks calm, almost bored even, before they lock eyes for one brief instance and Wolfgang gets the sense that she'd be grinning if she did that sort of thing. It's almost hard to track how quickly Sun moves, pulling some guy in as a shield moments before everyone starts firing, then somehow getting between all of them, too close of a range for them to use their guns. Sun doesn't even waste any of Wolfgang's bullets. She pistol whips one guy, hefts the gun before doing it again harder. The third gets his skull caved in. It only seems like a few seconds before Wolfgang is suddenly back in his body, staring down at 11 strewn bodies on the ground. Some are conscious and groaning in pain. A few are definitely dead. His body's been in a fight, and the only thing that twinges are his knuckles and what feels like the memory of a glancing blow across his back. When he looks back up, Sun is actually smirking. She's caught his thoughts. You're too used to getting hit. Wolfgang feels himself grinning as he slips his gun back into the waistband of his pants. Then he hesitates for a moment, unaccustomed with being concerned, but it feels polite to at least ask. Are you okay with... He mostly gestures to the one with the obviously broken neck. Sun looks briefly startled with the question, but then shrugs. I kicked a guard off a 6-story balcony, and I used a machete on some guys for Kafius, probably not the first time I've killed. He can't feel any emotional upheaval from her at all. They attacked first. Wolfgang feels a sort of kinship with her, a mostly unfamiliar sensation, and he thinks he wouldn't mind helping her out if she wants her brother dead. It'd probably feel like blowing up his cousin again. If you're bored, I could get into more of these situations. Plenty of people want to kill me. Before he can thank her, he's momentarily startled by the sound of sirens. It's a little after breakfast on another monotonous day when suddenly the hacker, Nomi, is standing in her cell with her. Oh, phew, that worked. I haven't really tried reaching out to people on purpose myself. And then Sun's standing in a wide-open loft with Nomi, and it's evening in San Francisco. Nomi's girlfriend with the colorful hair is in the kitchen, and Nomi's at the table in front of her computer, an extra empty chair next to her. Mostly for show, since Sun isn't actually there, but she appreciates the gesture. The night sky from the loft windows are an amazing view. Nomi smiles, friendly, and Sun feels herself relax. She slides into the preferred seat next to Nomi and startles when she sees what looks like her family's company documents on the computer screen. Hey, so I didn't want you to take this the wrong way. We didn't want you stuck in one place in case Whispers finds out about you. Sun somehow knows that Nomi doesn't want to sound like she's doing it out of pity in case Sun takes it the wrong way. But it's not pity, and it feels unfamiliar to have someone's concern like this. She finds herself smiling softly as Nomi gestures to the computer screen. I've pulled bank records. Those were easy to get, but I haven't unconsciously picked up Korean, so I got a little lost when I got the actual accounts. Sun doesn't use Nomi's hand to pull up the exact documents she knows could be damning to the trained eye. Ones which would have her brother's guilt obvious if she hadn't confessed. It's not a life-or-death situation, and she feels like she should ask before taking control of someone else's body. I can show you how to buy into the Korean stock market and short the company first. Have the money for when any of us, need to run. Nomi grins and cracks her knuckles in an exaggerated fashion. Why hasn't insider trading felt so good before? When they finally let Sun outside into the fresh air, the other prisoners watch her warily, afraid she'd be looking for trouble after being cooped up for so long. Instead, she stretches, enjoying the feeling of moving her actual body for once. She settles down in a patch of sunlight in a familiar stance to quietly meditate. There was a BPO facility in Iceland that Will had plans to break into later. He planned on stealth, but in a half-hearted manner, considering Whispers could be along for the ride. There were a lot of guards to look forward to. The end.